Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 336 of EdTech Alpha Minute. Today, we go to look at Principle 1D of the Rewired Global Declaration on Connectivity for Education, which is one of the main reference documents of United Nations Transforming Education Summit, which will take place in September 2022. This document serves particularly to support the discussion paper on digital learning. And we are looking to the document in all its sections. The document includes three principles. We are now in the principle 1D, which is the fourth and last principle included in the principle 1. And the principle 1 is related to center the most marginalized. In this principle 1D, which says ensure that connected technology supplements, expands, and enriches high-quality formal and in-person education, rather than replace it, is focused on the idea that the technology, the communication technology, the connectivity, the connected devices should support the schools and not replace it. What I agree, in some activities, technology can and should replace some of the other activities, or at least to change the activities. Technology, essential, is a tool. Although technology is not neutral, then if we use different technologies, we need to change the way how we work. And even in the document, it is clear that innovation in pedagogical methodologies are essential to have the good use of technologies. In my point of view, it's a little bit weird that every time we talk about information and communication technologies, we mention the possibility of these technologies replace the work done by teachers or the schools. In any other job, technologies, in some cases, they replace the job, but in general, in the companies, in the organizations, technologies are part of the tools to change, to modernize the activity. Then mention that possibility in the context of education, for me, it's a little bit weird. And we must recognize in many situations the schools are a little bit conservative in using technologies, new technologies, to modernize their work and themselves. Fortunately, we have a lot of very good teachers who lead the transformation in the last 20 years, in the last 30 years. But in political papers, there is a defensive approach, which is quite weird in my point of view. In this case, they mention it to underline the fact that this technology should be used as a tool, but I hope as a transformative tool. In this case, we look to technologies as a support to expand and enrich high quality, formal and in-person education, which I think is a good way to address this question, and is good then they include it in the declaration as one of the first principles. If you are interested in this document, please come to our webpage, look at it, and you can read all the document. and even give your opinion in the United Nations Hub if you register there. You also have access to other resources. Thanks for listening. We continue with the next episodes to look to this document, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.